الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. تزيد الشرف وتاد الشيخ حضرة الحكيم محمد أخطر صاحب رحمة الله عليه. The title is نيجا مومينا اتا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمرے کوہن تو کوئی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمرے کوہن تو کوئی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق کو صفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق کو صفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کہ واہ ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائکوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائکوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں محبت کی اختر. کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ پانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تسجد اشعار حضرت مولانا محمد حکیم اختر صاحب نوّغ اللہ منقدہ. حضرت مولانا از ایکسپلیننگ اباؤٹ بریکنگ دی ڈیزائرز فار دی لو آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, اینڈ دیٹ از ون آف دی easiest ways to gain the proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand the heart, before we go into the ash'ar, understand the heart to be like a pressure cooker. And at every moment, desires of evil is attracting the heart. And the heart wants to go towards the desire. Whether it is looking at the wrong, listening to the wrong, going towards the wrong, the heart wants to go towards it, the nafs wants to go to it. Inna an-nafsa la'ammaratun bis-su', it's attracted, it wants to go towards the evil. But the person needs to restrain himself. So just like that pressure cooker, where inside the amount of pressure that is inside that, if that pressure have to explode, how far high will the contents fly up? So in the same, once a person suppresses his desire and is holding his desire down, shaitan and nafs is making the attack on that person. But he is restraining himself, in the same light he'll rise up towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more a person withholds committing evil and keeping himself under restraint, the closer he gets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mawlana is saying that person who every moment restricts his desires and only does what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from him, and he is not concerned with the useless items of this world, these temporary items that eventually going to come to an end, his concern is not that, but rather he is concerned for that being which is everlasting. The one who sacrifices his entire life, every moment of his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how he does this by distancing himself from everything which is ghayrullah, everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then one has given an example that sometimes it's very difficult. And we mentioned before that the likeness of the khanqa is given to a place where alcohol is served. And we mentioned that one of the reasons for that is because alcohol makes you lose your senses and go full out into doing wrong. And when a person gets the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his senses of this world is lost, but his senses for the akhirah is gained. So Mawlana is saying that an old wine, it knocks you harder. It makes you more intoxicated. in the same light when you have those sins which Avat will say, old sins, old tricks up your sleeves. And when you restrict those sins, then that's your stepping stone towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mana is explaining that sometimes new tricks come about, new desires come about, new attractions come about. So if you're able to withstand the old ones, the new ones is easy. If you can handle an old liquor, then a new liquor will be much more easier for you. So, not saying that we should go towards the liquor, don't misunderstand this, but if you're able to restrict yourself from something which is an old trait of yours, then some new trait comes on, where if a person, let's understand with the example, a person has the ability through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep his eyes protected. The minute a woman comes in front of him, automatically his eyes go down and he doesn't look further. So now the new way it comes up is on the phone. You're busy, example, sending an important email and a pop-up comes up. So if a person was able to restrict himself from looking at woman, then now when the new trick of woman coming up and the pop-up comes, he's able to restrict himself. And the man is explaining that sometimes you'll have to give your heart. Your heart wants to do that wrong. Your heart is desires for that wrong. But you have to just break it and tell your heart that it's either I fulfill your command or I fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is your creator. Allah is my creator. Oh my dear heart, I'm going to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one other thing, sometimes it gets even more difficult. Sometimes it's more harder. You have to literally give your life. It, come hail, come snow, I'm not going to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if it means that I lose my life in this, it's the command of my Allah, I'm not going to do this. Then Mana is explaining that in this part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's when the devotion of a person is shown. That if you really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when that moment comes to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll say that my beloved Allah does not want me to do this wrong. So how can I do this wrong? So that moment, that the devotion of a person in his true love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displayed. The man is saying sometimes we have to break our lust. So sometimes you have, we mentioned, the traits in your heart. And sometimes it's just the lust that you just got caught into a beautiful face. And now you get carried away with a beautiful face. And the next time now you're looking for a more beautiful face. It's just the lust. It's just that small tip of sickness that now is entering your heart. It's not now inside your heart where you have to really break your heart. It's just the beginning stages. So sometimes in the beginning stages, you'll feel it difficult to break your lust. But if you don't break your lust, it's going to get more deep-rooted in the heart. Then it's even more difficult to break the desire. So sometimes it's just the tip of the iceberg and we feel that, you know what, it's, you know, it's just one look. You know, it's just one message I'm sending. Or it's just one time I'm going and after this time here, I'm not going to do it again. That's the worst, ulama mentioned, that's the worst intention to do when you're making a sin. Because that last time is not going to come to an end. Tomorrow is going to be, no, it's going to be my last time. I promise this is going to be my last time. And then the next time again, no, this is the last time. After this, I'm not going. So initially, don't even put this thought that, you know what, this is my last time, I'm not going to do the sin. Finish, I'm not going to do the sin, there's no last time. My intention is, before I even do the sin, it's over. So you don't even give it the ability to enter in your heart. You know, they say if the foot is in the door, the person is inside the house. So if you don't even allow him to put his foot in your heart, that my heart is only for my Allah. All these desires, all these temporary attractions, it's not going to come into my heart because then I'm going to lose my Allah. The Mana is explaining that if a person is able to do this, if a person gets the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not fulfill his desires, to withhold his desires, to hold back his lust and all these attractions, then Sometimes literally and sometimes figuratively the eyes is crying. You lose the tears where the thought will come that, you know what, I wanted to do that. And ish, why didn't I do it? You know, I really wanted. And sometimes the tears literally come that I wanted to do this bad action. I wanted to speak with this woman. Now this woman is angry with me and she's gone away from me. And Shaitan will play with the mind that now I lost this woman, and a person really cries about it. So Mana is saying that if you really broke your desires for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tears is coming out from your eyes, then give yourself a congratulations on your shoulder. To say that this tear, I broke the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this tear is coming out for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, this tear will be enough to extinguish the fire of Jahannam. So Mana is explaining that person who breaks his desire and out of remorse and out of regret, the tears come out of his eyes. Then one tear is coming out of your eyes. But in the eyes of, countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more doors to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening for you. More avenues to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening for you. So it's a little bit of sacrifice, but after this sacrifice, there's so much more reward waiting for you. Then Mu'ana mentions that all of this, if you're able to hold yourself back, you're able to restrict yourself from going into sin, hold back your desires, hold back your lust, break your heart, give your life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is no effort from your side. Don't feel that, no, I was able to hold myself back. You know, I was about to do sin. I was the Yusuf alayhi salam of this zamana. That, you know what, the woman called me and I was able to say no. At the end of the day, everything is from the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Mu'ana has further explained that what is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Karam or kareem is that noble being that gives you something although you're not worthy of it. So doesn't mean that you got saved from doing evil. It was your right upon you. Allah ta'ala, out of his mercy and pity upon you, felt that if you had to get involved in that sin, then how far you should go away from Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala put some impediment in your way. Allah Ta'ala protected you from going astray. Allah Ta'ala still loves you because you is banda, you is servant. He wants you to go into Jannah because Jannah was made for you. So it's nothing from your side. It was Allah out of his sheer mercy that saved you from falling into any sin. And then Mu'ana is ending off and he's saying that just look at this miracle of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That although outwardly it looks like you're breaking your heart, outwardly it looks so difficult that this thing is right in front of me, I'm about to do this but now I'm not going to do it and I hold myself back. Somebody looking at it from outside will say, what's wrong with this guy? He was right there, he could do it. He never done anything. Now he's complaining he never do it and he's complaining how bad he feels. Hazrat Mu'ana is saying that this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a unique miracle that although you broke your heart, you're feeling saddened, Allah ta'ala is willing to give you everlasting happiness. For one small 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe one day of grief, one few moments of just your mind being little bit disturbed, Allah Ta'ala is going to look at it and say, my servant, my banda withheld himself from doing an evil for me, although Allah Ta'ala gave you the tawfiq. But Allah Ta'ala is going to look at you with that eye of mercy and say, look at my banda, look at what he done. He broke his desires for me. Tomorrow I will enter him into my Jannah. And then Mu'ana says that, at the end of the day, remember that you're still a beggar in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala can at any time change your situation. You might feel that, you know what, I'm the biggest buzruk of this time. Bring the prettiest woman in front of me and I'll be the Jibreel alayhi salam of this zamana. I won't even look at that woman. Mu'ana is saying that at any time Allah ta'ala can change your condition. Don't feel that, you know what, I am somebody and I am able to do something. Everything is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continue begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. Continue begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring you closer to Him. Continue begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you from all such things that will take you, will distance you from Him, and distance you from Jannah, and distance you from His mercy and His happiness. So we conclude in making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we love such a life to acquire His happiness and to acquire Jannah, what His special affection upon us out of His karam and out of His mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we distance away from Jahannam and everything else that's going to bring us close to Jahannam. And Allah ta'ala keep His eye of mercy and His eye of sattari, covering and concealing His forms upon us. And Allah ta'ala, most importantly, make our complete islah. This dua we have to make all the time. That, O Allah, continue to make our complete islah. So we end off and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also that same eye of mercy that He protects us from sin, with that eye of mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes our complete islah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulih al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Last chapter of this kitab, Hayatul Muslimin, the 21st chapter, the distinguishing characteristics of the nation of Islam. That Muslims, we need to be distinguished from other followers of other religions, and He must be able to recognize us. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had an Arabian crossbow in his hand. On this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a crossbow of Persian origin in the hands of a Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented, throw it, the Persian bow, away and take one like this, that is the Arabian bow. From this command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is apparent that the objects of use of other nations should not unnecessarily be adopted. This applies to weapons and all other items of use and benefit. If Muslims have their own equivalent, they should make use of their own products and not give preference to the products of the non-Muslims. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite the Quran in Arabic style and tone that is correct and with simplicity, and refrain from the style and tone of the people of the book, that is the Jews and Christians. Note, even in reciting, the ways of other nations and of people who do not follow the Sharia should not be imitated. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, a woman who imitates men and a man who imitates women are not of us. It is essential that the Muslims adopt Islamic ways and methods in all their affairs, whether worldly or dini. There is great benefit in Muslims in maintaining their Islamic identity in all their affairs, and not only in matters pertaining to worship. The Quran and the Hadith emphasize this. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will be split into 73 sects, of which all save one will be in the fire. People inquired which group will be saved from the fire. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that group which will be on my path and the path of my sahaba. Path in the context of this hadith refers to the way which has to be followed. Following a way in opposition to it leads to Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not restrict his path to any specific part of department of the Sharia. This hadith covers both mundane and spiritual affairs. Affairs pertaining to our worldly life as well as deen life are included in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba radiallahu anhum. What actually constitutes the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is not a question which everyone can expound on the basis of his opinion. In this matter, the masses have no option other than inquiring from the ulama who understand these issues. They have to follow the ulama. Without following the direction given by the ulama, the deen of the masses is not safe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.